Hello, listeners, and welcome to...
No, come on, one more time. I totally missed that.
You weren't supposed to start?
What? Oh, you went like 3-2-1.
Guys, I'm recording.
No, come on, do it again.
No, it's fine. This is clean, this is nice, this is real.
Let's go. It's nice.
It's nice.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Peppercast. As you can see here, we have a very, very lively bunch of me here today. Four guys with me, all of them from...
Three guys.
Oh crap, three guys. I'm looking at myself.
Come on, you gotta start over this.
I'm looking at myself.
No, don't start over. Keep going.
I'm looking at myself as well, so I'm like, four guys. But anyway, seriously, all of them are from Sweden, so that's that's great.
Except
me. So they're gonna start talking Swedish. All four
except one.
And I'm gonna be in the background crying in the corner. But anyway, with me today, in no particular order, I have Mare. Mare, how are you doing?
Hey Andy, I'm great. Still enjoying the summer and
Yes, it is summer. It's August. Has the summer been hot for you there in Sweden?
Yeah, but the weather is crap now. But we had some amazing weeks, like 30 degrees and stuff. So yeah, it's been real nice. But
well, at least your country isn't burning down like Russia. So anyway. Also returning, we have Carl. Carl, how are
Yay.
You?
Yay. For being for presenting us in no special order, it always seems to start with Mara though.
It's because he's the first on my Skype.
I betcha.
Okay, Carl. I promise next time I will introduce you first. Is that
you better?
Is that a deal? All right. Anyway,
double rainbow
all the way. We can do an. I'm still thinking we should do an acoustic version of Double Rainbow, but I think we'll leave that until the end of the show.
Yes.
I'll grab the acoustic guitar and we can all start singing in perfect harmony.
It sounds great.
And last but not least, of course, we have Klaas. Klaas, how are you
doing?
Woo! Yeah. Oh, see, after...
I'm fine, thanks, Anu.
Sorry to interrupt you straight away, but I'm so proud of myself. After an hour of trying to get your name right, I think I'm getting your name right.
Klaas? After I learned you, yeah.
Yes. It's Klaas.
Klaas.
It's nice.
Yes.
It's
nice. Klaas.
You're improving it, Andy. It's a great improvement. But I thought about that too. It's no particular order. Seems like I'm last all the time.
It's because
I'm his favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Mario the most.
I think so. Name's the easiest. He has to think.
This is still a Red Hot Chili Peppers podcast, even though I start to forget it sometimes. Before we start anything, this is going to be a commentary episode. Today we're going to be doing a kind of behind, I don't want to say a director's commentary because we have nothing to do with the show, but it's, you know, like when you get a DVD and you have a choice of hearing the director talk while the movie's playing. It's going to be kind of like that. It's a commentary.
You always choose not to.
But I'm a nerd, so I do. So what we're going to do is, this is going to be a commentary for the Red Hot Chili Peppers Live in Poland 2007 from the Stadium Arcadium gig. The link to this video, it's a free video on Vimeo.com. It's going to be in the Stadium Arcadium forum thread. It's going to be in the podcast description. So before you start listening to this, we would recommend that you load up the video, make sure it's at 0 seconds, and then what we're going to do is we're going to go 3, 2, 1, play. I hope no one's...
Oh, should I start now?
No.
Should we start now on one or on play?
No, don't.
No, wait.
It's chaos.
We'll start on play, right?
The guys, we're not playing yet. I haven't finished the introduction.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is already halfway done.
Yes, all right, excellent. But anyway, so guys, don't screw up like these guys here, and press play only when I say play. But I already said
I've pressed play now.
Yes, all right, okay.
Play. When Carl says play, when you say play, Andy.
Anyway, so...
Okay.
It's great. This is still a Red Hot Chili Peppers podcast. I'm getting Skype chat messages here. So, as you can see, it's gotten very casual. No, we're not going to start over, Klaas. Talk. Be a man. Talk.
Yeah. Of course. Right. Come on. Let's do this.
Right, anyway, it's gotta be. You got to be a man. You can't be a little girl.
Gotta be a man.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. I was actually watching Terminator.
This is the worst show ever.
I was watching,
or is it the best show ever?
Uh, I think is the
touché, best. Touché, Carl.
Quickly, guys, I was watching Terminator 2. It's amazing, an amazing movie.
It's a good movie.
Are you South Connor?
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
But anyway, that's a good impression.
That was a great impression.
Arnold is my favorite man ever in so many ways. But anyway, seriously, this is a Red Hot Chili Peppers podcast. And just quickly, there is no news. There hasn't been any news in a while. They changed the cover to the autobiography, if anyone cares.
It looks so ugly.
What do you mean, if anyone cares?
Oh, seriously, come on, guys. Seriously, it's just
who doesn't
cover.
Care?
But anyway,
seriously, the new cover is like, makes me want to hurt someone. <It's>
just had an orgasm or something.
The first one was that much better, actually.
Class
double rainbow.
Klaus is just in the corner of his room cutting himself. Stupid.
I want the Anthony on
so
the
here dying slowly during the show.
No, but I mean, are we guys gonna get the biography when it actually comes out?
I don't know.
I think so. No, maybe if they change the cover once again.
I think they're gonna have to sweeten it up with actually releasing an album sometime in the next decade to actually sweeten it up. But the thing is, again, everything's being moved back. No news about the Red Hot Chili Peppers except Esquire article in the Russian magazine with pictures from 11 years ago. So it's not really inspires a lot of hope. But until we get some actual news, we're going to celebrate the band's glorious past by doing a commentary track. So before we begin, guys, any last words to say? Any last words? Anything you have to say?
Don't kill me.
Anything you have to say?
Well, there's no actual news, but there's a thread on the forum that's like celebrities that support like fans of Red Hot Chili Peppers, and a girl, Lindsay, posted Bruce Willis as a fan.
Oh, really?
And and there's a YouTube video of him, and he goes like, "I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers rocks and stuff." And
that's kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
That's pretty neat.
I watched this crappy movie with him, and I thought about it all the time.
What was the crappy movie, by the way?
What was it called?
Never heard of it.
Is he Cop in out. The Expendables?
Yes. I want to see.
When does that premiere?
So bad. That movie looks so great.
There's a Swede in that movie.
Is it?
A nice big Swede.
Oh, who is
Dolph Lundgren.
Is it?
Dolph Lundgren.
Of course it's American.
I thought I saw him in the poster. I went to the movies a couple of days ago to see Inception, and I thought I saw him.
Was it any good?
It was good. It wasn't the greatest movie ever, but I liked it.
It looks brilliant.
Does it like
people say it's like really confusing?
Yeah, apparently it's confusing, but I really like The Dark Knight. I thought it was really good, and it's Nolan, so he's a good man. He's British.
It kind of reminded me more of Shutter Island in a way. I don't know why, but...
Right.
Like same actor and stuff. I thought that too, actually.
Because Leo was in it.
But guys, speaking of awesome movies, Toy Story 3. I went to see that.
Yeah, I want to see that. It hasn't premiered
yet.
It sounds
awesome.
Because, I mean, we're all relatively the same age here, guys. So, and like, I mean, we all grew up, I mean, we've all seen Toy Story when we were little. And we're like, toys are real, they're spying on us, and they're going to stab me while I'm asleep, and that kind of stuff.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, and I mean, watching this, I feel like I'm 9 again. It's such an epic movie. Great, great. But anyway, this is a Red Hot Chili Peppers podcast. See what happens when the band doesn't release any news.
We just start talking about Toy Story.
Yeah, but Toy Story.
Oh my god.
Anyway, guys, I haven't been as active on the forum lately. Are there any interesting topics or discussions?
Me neither. I know a guy. Interesting. Yeah, and a guy, Axisol. Or something. Found out that there's a special solo, especially in Michigan, that's not on the CD, that is on the vinyl.
Right.
Or
oh, really?
However you pronounce it. But
the what? The what? Place? What did you say?
Vanilla. So, guys,
vanilla ice cream.
I'm nervous about.
No, I'm sorry, Klaus. I'm sorry to take the.
It's kind of a new song.
Vinyl.
And it was really interesting and exciting.
Dude, now like, we're even. I can pronounce your name, and you can pronounce vinyl. So we're good.
pronounce your language, Andy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But seriously, go out and buy the vanilla version of the Stadium by Stadium. And no, but seriously, I'm sorry to take the mic out of you. You're doing a fantastic. By the way, all three of you guys, your English is fantastic.
I love vanilla vinyls, by the way.
By the way, me and Carl watched Jamie Oliver's show, and he went to Sweden.
Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, that was awesome, though.
And he was so surprised of like the Swedes. He thought they were so good at English and stuff.
Oh, you're amazing at English. Where do you learn it? Is it a public school?
In school, from the...
We learn it from pornos.
Second grade, I think.
That's why I keep making those noises.
This is going to be an interesting show, isn't it?
It's a great show. I'm having a lot of fun, guys. But anyway, we'll get really off topic. We'll get really off topic at the end as well. So stay tuned for that, guys. But the thing is, I mean, the people that listen to this show, they're part of the Stadium Arcadium community anyway. So they know what to expect. I mean, they know us.
From us, we're so immature.
But anyway, come on, let's get into it. So, everyone getting, I hope by this point we've wasted like 20 minutes talking about Toy Story 3 and vinyl, vanilla, that kind of stuff. So hopefully you have the video lined up. You've got the link. Red Hot Chili
Peppers. Got some popcorn.
The video.
Okay, sorry.
The video.
I get Coke with me, so I'm fine.
The video.
Okay.
Crack bread. Eternal joy.
See, I'm not going to be
cutting. I lined
cutting,
up some cocaine. Come on.
I'm not going to be cutting anything out of this show. Anything, just to see how it turns out. But anyway, the video fully the video is actually called Red Hot Chili Peppers - Live in Poland 2007 TV Rip. So hopefully you've got that lined up. Hopefully it's at 00 seconds. But play the video so it actually loads and then you get rewind.
Oh, I started playing now. Should I stop?
Okay. Come on, Andy.
Okay, no, yeah, okay. Let's
count us down. Count us down.
Let's just be serious for 5 seconds and then we'll go.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, I'm going to go 3, 2, 1 and play, and you're going to press play when I say play.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Rewinding.
I'm going to count down. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1 play, and when I say play.
Oh,
play.
I started again. Rewinding.
Rewinding.
Just go.
It lost its flavor the first 50 times you said it, mate. But, okay, now, so everyone get ready.
But it's true, so
okay. Load the video. This is the real one. This isn't a drill, guys. And listeners, this isn't a drill. So on the count of three. 3, 2, 1 play. Oh,
should we have rewinded it first or?
Yes, we should have.
Lucky I did it.
Good. Oh, there's John with a very nice beard. On the count of 1 to 10 beard wise, what is John's beard?
In this video, it's a 2. He can get some pretty nasty beards.
He looks like me at the moment, actually. I'm growing a beard, but yeah.
Sweet, just Mara, sweet.
Sweet, yeah. Mara, yeah.
Nice, I love beards.
It's a nice intro there, guys. You know, very, very... The thing is, it seems like most of the broadcast concerts, the ones that are recorded anyway, they're all in Europe. Like, you don't really see a lot of recordings from the US. They're all around Europe. But anyway, Can't Stop. Very, very obvious choice to start off with. I think
They going to stop? We Can't Stop. I would never guess. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's
Red
good.
Pants.
Such a alternative choice here.
I know, right? I mean, but seriously,
I think it's kind of sad they start like that fast. They could like jam for a few minutes longer.
This gig is quite short, and I chose it on purpose.
Nice poncho.
I remember when I first saw them live, I saw them around this time, and when he came out with that thing, I was like, security, there's some kind of a tram trying to attack the Peppers, but then I realized it was actually... the show's starting up now, and by the way, guys, have you all seen them live at least once, or...
Carl has, I think.
I haven't.
Yeah, Carl is the only one. I missed
Sakaz.
Yeah,
right, well,
yeah, as I said, I was traveling away. Thailand. So.
You're never going to see that lineup again. Or maybe
no.
Maybe they'll come back. I don't know. Maybe John will come back. But anyway, I mean, yeah, Can't Stop is a very obvious choice, isn't it? And I mean, they've been doing Can't Stop ever since they wrote it as like the beginning.
I think it's a great opener, but it's gotten... I mean, at the Stadium Arcadium Tour, they did it way too much, I think. But
true that. True.
But yeah, that's...
Anyways,
It's nice to see Anthony with a shave there. unlike
with a clean overlap.
Yes, it was a better world back then before he had the mustache.
What is up with that mustache? I mean, come on. He looks like Klaus friend said, he looks like some Mexican porn star or something.
They're playing in front of a big audience, just seeing that perspective shot there.
I think it's about 50,000 actually. So.
And they're huge, as we can all vouch for. I mean, the Chili Peppers are huge in Europe, aren't they?
Yeah, they're massive.
I mean, I think they're bigger in Europe than they are in the US, you know, in their hometown, because they seem to pack the biggest arenas and the biggest audience in Europe, which is...
Probably.
Why do you think they're so big in Europe? Is it...
They're
Americans.
I think
you just, like, have to be an American here, at least here in Sweden. Like, oh, you're American, that's awesome. I remember a friend who had, an American friend over here just for summer, and it took like a week, and it was the most popular kid in the whole town here. It's crazy.
We don't really
love Americans here.
We don't really have all these right now, at least. I can't remember too many really big pop stars, and in America, it seems like these American Idol kind of people seem to pack the big crowds, which is weird, because here they kind of go out of style after 2 months, and it's just the big rock bands and indie bands and stuff that actually get the big crowds.
Right. The thing is, I mean, people don't like to admit this in other countries, but America does set all the world trends, you know, music-wise and movies and technology and that kind of stuff.
I mean, you can tell it by the way we speak English. I mean, we don't speak actually English. It's American, you know.
Oh, right.
I always get it. Oh, you sound so American and all that. So I think the whole Europe almost, and Sweden especially, is very Americanized. So,
well, I can vouch for Russia and Ukraine and former Soviet countries having come from there. It's very, you know, everyone wants to be in the West. They set all the trends there. So I guess Americans should be happy for that. But getting back to John Solo there, it's...
amazing solo.
Well, that's the thing with John, you know, I don't think he's ever done the same solo twice, has he?
No.
That's the best thing about him.
Yeah.
And that's...
I love when you see like YouTube comments on... some fucking prick.
You should put out their vanilla with his solo.
He can't play that. people say like, oh, he can't play the album version solo. I mean, what the fuck?
Exactly.
How fun is it with a guy who's playing the same solo every show?
Like you two, the guitarist in you two. Has he ever like played anything that is not on the album?
Come on, the Edge is awesome. Don't.
Well, the thing is, guys, I saw you two live. Like in the
they're amazing live, aren't they?
Well, actually, no. No, but the thing is,
I'm not saying they're bad or anything, but
no, I saw them at Wembley.
Like same tune, the same, no mistakes, just playing straight through the albums. Like you could put on the CD.
It wasn't that. It was just the fact that I saw them at Wembley, the new Wembley, and the sound was so horrible. I couldn't. It just sounded like gibberish. I just couldn't make out what was going on. Maybe it was just the
arena really?
or something like that. But so that wasn't a good experience. But there's Danny California.
Yeah.
The beginning in this one, the intro is so great in this one, in this version right now.
Let's listen to it for a bit here.
It's whatever.
Mississippi, it's
pretty nice.
Mama was a hippie in Alabama.
And I love how John plays the wah-wah part in this one. He does some extra bends and stuff that sounds really cool.
And the best thing about this, at the ending when John plays the solo, you can like see Josh in the background like swing his guitar. In the next episode, Anthony's like, telling him.
But that's the thing. I mean, I can see part of his head now. But that's the thing. It makes you think. What's it going to be like when Josh actually starts touring with him? That kind of stuff. Are we going to get improvised solos? Are we going to get any of this stuff, or is it going to be like?
That's the thing. I am so hard seeing busting out these solos like with the wah wah and stuff, like Jan does. I only
think he's
like,
gonna. I think he's gonna emulate John a bit, you know. I think he's gonna start playing exactly like him. I can't see him like reimagining the Chili Peppers style or anything. I think I think it's gonna try to fit into a mold and just sound like John.
I think you'll have to, because I mean, you know, you have to admit this, especially in the last three albums, Californication, especially By the Way, and Stadium Arcadium, John has been the man. He's been the driving force.
Yeah.
He writes all the guitar parts, and the guitar part is the main instrument. You know?
The bass. Come on, Andy.
I play the bass as well. I play both, and I love both equally, but you have to admit, especially in By the Way, guitar's where it's at.
You could say how many. Get on top. Purple Stain.
Two songs.
I can say so many songs, like, especially from Stadium Arcadium. There's like lots of songs that would be nothing without the bass.
I think in Stadium Arcadium, John did kind of, you know, let Flea make things, but in By the Way, definitely it's so overpowered by the guitar. But going back to Josh, I think he will have to emulate John, even if he doesn't want to try to fit in, because you know it's been so long since we had a different guitarist except John, and the Chili Peppers, you know, most fans these days know the Chili Peppers from either Californication, By the Way, or Stadium Arcadium. You know, they get into One Hot Minute and that kind of stuff, but you know, John is the Big Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they've come so far and they've become so popular with John that now getting someone else, it's going to, I can't really imagine how it's going to be. You know, he will have to, it will have basically, you might as well just put on a cardboard cutout of John's face for the first couple of gigs, just so the fans can get used to it. Not that I don't want a different take. I think if, you know, I'm sure he can pull it off, but it's just, you know, getting used to it. That's gonna take some time. But anyway, you guys talk now.
Yeah, and you can hear it on Danny California with Josh in the background how they really play the melodies together. It's so great. Mm. I think it really adds something.
Mm, yeah.
So it's like, that's interesting. I mean, wonder if John is gonna join them on stage. I doubt it.
He'll just stand backstage there or what?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
Stand there next to the amps and just rock out on his own.
I'm not meaning every gig, but I mean, sometime, like two or twice.
He's just got that serial killer stare on him. He's just looking at the amp, not playing anything, just staring there. Yeah. It's interesting. It's kind of like a premonition. You know, we're seeing like now these shots here. They just happened a couple of seconds ago. You know, of Josh there in the background behind John. You know, I mean, the camera tries not to film him because you know he tries to. There he is again. He tries to pretend
having his hands behind his back, not to swing his guitar again.
But the thing is, now that we know that he's in the band, you know, you start looking at things you wouldn't have noticed a lot more, don't you? Like, you know, you wouldn't have noticed him that much more in the background, but now you do, and now you concentrate on his part. That's that song over. Overall, I think a very good performance.
Brilliant solo. Great.
And now they kind of.
I don't really like the thing Flea does at the ending there. It sounds so dramatic.
Mm. Yeah.
Good
luck.
Good evening, Poland. I think that's what he said.
Woo!
What's happening? Is it?
Oh, what's happening?
Is that Nicole?
Yeah.
Oh, Scottish. There we go.
Nice.
The thing is, you know, again, very, very predictable songs. It kind of is a shame, but the thing is, you can definitely understand why. You know, the record company and the managers want them to play the songs that the casual.
Probably most people in the crowds are like real mainstream people, and if they play like Purple Stain or something, most people will be like, what the fuck, what's this song?
It's like if they start playing Summertime, I forget how you say it backwards, you know, that kind of stuff, it'll be really. The thing is, I mean, how many people did you guys say were there?
I looked it up. It said 47,000 the capacity. So
right. Okay. Well, so let's put it in the middle. Let's say it's about 5,000, right? And that's not many, but
25, 25 maybe.
Oh, sorry. You said 40.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry, 40, I 47.
Four. No, sorry.
No, no, no.
My mistake. Five. I didn't know my math was that bad.
4,000 quite large people.
Like they're all like Eddie Murphy from a professor. Ah, damn. But the thing is, okay, so that's.
Okay, now still. Probably my favorite part in whole Skatushu. Now. Skatushu. Shut it's up. Don't destroy it.
No, sorry, Cleus, I'm really sorry. But you know, we gotta get Skatushu on Vanille. The thing is, guys, I can talk some Russian if it makes you feel better, you know. Yes. So
come on, listen to the solo. I think it's really sad sounding. Okay, yeah, it's great, but yeah.
So many emotions.
Oh, Anthony's trying to play rugby or something on stage. I do find it hilarious when he does it, those things, you know, he just starts running around pretending like he's a ballet dancer or something. I guess he's got to get the energy out somehow. But anyway, so let's divide this. So say there is approximately 50,000 people there, right? And how many of them do we think are actually hardcore Chili Pepper fans, you know, like us? It's got to be like 1,000 You know, so if they were to play some of the lesser known hits, you know, people would just go, "What?" And I can so vouch for that, because like I've been to 2 Eric Clapton gigs with my dad. And
ooh, awesome.
Like, the thing is, I mean, I like him, but I know his biggest hits. You know, I have his greatest hits on. So I know Layla, Cocaine, you know, Bad Love, that kind of thing. I know that.
Wonderful
ones,
Tonight.
But, and that, darling, you look wonderful tonight. But the thing is, like, he would play the newer songs from, like, his album in the middle of the set list. And for literally like 70% of the set list, I would be like, this all sounds the same because I don't know it. So I think the Chili Peppers are doing a right thing for the majority of the audience. On topic, all right, anyway. But
sorry.
We're just having a Skype chat here. Well, at least you're typing in English, guys, so that's all I want. But anyway, so Scar Tissue here ending. Oh, Anthony just walked there.
Yeah. He really uses Bammy Bar a lot on that solo. It's almost brutal sounding, but it's amazing.
Mm. But I mean,
a cool guy in sunglasses.
Okay, all right. What's going on?
And also people.
And by the way, I think they're actually playing Emmett Remus in this show. So, but it's later on.
They do. Oh, right. I don't really like that song, seriously.
No, me neither. It's one of my least favorites. But
yeah.
Okay, here's Ready Made.
Summertime. Hate it.
What do we think of Ready Made, guys?
I think it's a great song. It's like totally unexpected too on Stadium Arcadium because it's so rocking, like almost 80s sounding in a way.
Well, the thing is, as you were saying before, you know, bass parts. I think this is one of those songs. You know, it's got a very cool bass part in the beginning. You know that and it does carry. Oh, there's Josh. So there's all three of them, which is. Interesting.
Josh has a long neck.
He's got a weird. he does weird facial expressions when he plays. Look at him.
He does a really cool headbang sometimes. It's like his head like goes backwards and forwards, not like up and down like most hardcore rockers.
Speaking of facial expressions, I saw a YouTube comment on John saying. I love John Frusciante, but he looks like a retarded person taking a crap. I mean, when he's soloing and stuff. I mean, it's kind of true. It's kind of true.
It kind of does.
That's part of John. It's who he is.
He's a beautiful man. He's a beautiful
The six faces.
Six faces.
We've got to admit, John is a weird guy. I mean, you know, in terms of, you know, he's not the usual guy. I don't even know how to say, you know, he's unusual. Let's just put it that way.
But
the thing is, he does have those trance faces. Like when he's doing the harmonies now, in the chorus, look at his face. It does look like he's like, look at the magic ball. You are now under my control. That kind of stuff. Six face.
Not really a six face, but you'll see soon when he when he'll do the song.
Klaus has some problems with pronunciation, but
no, but seriously, no, I can't, no,
don't we all?
It makes it way more fun, though.
Okay, look at his face. Yeah, look at John's face.
Shut up. Six faces.
Makes the words awesome.
Oh, awesome. Hold on, there you go. Let's look at his face again this time.
Here comes the solo. I think no.
No.
Sorry.
Solo. I think
that's just embarrassing.
But, no, the other thing is like he's using a blacklist pull here, which is I think he only uses it for this.
Oh, clean it up, Johnny.
Fortune faded as well.
And some covers.
Now we'll see some real nice six faces, guys.
All right, let's have a look. Six faces. Here we go.
That's a great six face. I wish I looked like that when I was six.
I love your laugh, Andy. Seriously.
Do you really?
It's not very masculine, Andy, by the way. Awesome.
No, it's a Scooby-Doo laugh.
Anthony screams.
Anthony six face.
Oh.
Anthony playing drums.
They're not there. Oh, there's Chad. I forgot he was in the band for a second.
Oh,
they don't show the dude. He doesn't get enough credentials. But he does
He looks really classy in this one. He usually have that blue thingy.
He has his balls hanging out of his...
It looks classy. He's got a white sleeveless shirt in this one. That's upper class white trash.
I know, right?
Upper class white trash.
Didn't you guys say that he has like a, what you call in Sweden, a vagina mouth?
But
no, that's vanilla.
Carl said diarrhea mouth.
Oh, yeah. That was a vagina It's a vagina, man. I wish that was the expression.
Look at Flea, what the hell?
Stomping some bugs.
They do have a lot of energy in this performance, which is, you know, like, this is the end of the touring now. You know, this is the second leg. So they should be pretty tired by now, but, you know, they're still keeping the energy, which is great.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're halfway through the gig now, just about. Oh,
is this a weird Havana short Fair, version? Right? That's a weird short version of the song.
It's a great cover.
I love this song. It's great. I like it more than the Ramones version.
Yeah.
Because the Ramones, like, I don't know, I'm just not into it. It's, yeah. Hey, baby.
That's what makes it
a great
cover.
How it says, in the Ramones version, he pronounces some words so funny.
Mm.
I keep laughing every time I hear that.
Mm-hmm. Pronounce them like me.
The banana.
The Habana.
No, but this is a great cover.
Yeah, it is.
They really did give it their own kind of edge. You know, John likes to do arpeggios of chords and that kind of stuff, and you know, they really, it does feel like a Chili Pepper song.
Yeah, that's why it's a great cover. They made it their own, you know. It's really cool.
Unlike certain hip hop artists who just
And I think John actually is the one who brought this song into the show, because he played it in the ATP show, you know,
right.
John, his solo show. Yeah.
Right.
And he does some Ramones covers on some of his solo stuff, so yeah.
Crazy press gay.
That's interesting. Okay, what's the next song there? Okay, there's like an advert, I guess.
Yeah, we can say this isn't the whole show, it's just a TV rip. Right. But
yeah, that's actually a real shame, because Snow, the version of Snow in this concert is just mind-blowing. The solo at the end, it's crazy.
Right. Yeah, and John makes a great cover of Songbird by Fleetwood Mac as well.
Oh, yeah, really that's awesome.
Beautiful.
And the ending jam.
Velvet Glove, guys. Who loves Velvet Glove?
Yeah.
Everyone.
I'm so glad
loves
they actually started playing it live after like 11 years. Well, it's not 11 years here, but it's like 10 years there. No, eight.
But I think you really need an extra guy, so Josh is really helping her.
Josh is doing the chicken thing with his head again.
Yeah.
Look at that!
We're gonna go. Oh, this is brilliant.
Okay, we're gonna watch.
No.
Oh.
He's more aggressive with the picking than John is. John is really going at it, like breaking their mouth.
Oh, it's awesome.
But the thing is, this song is amazing, and I think it's a good thing this has to have the acoustic guitar in the background.
Yeah,
because it makes the song. And, oh, Chad's there again. I forgot. seriously, I'm not joking. They don't show Chad.
He's too big for the camera.
It doesn't seem like they concentrate. The cameraman is concentrating mostly on John and Josh in this gig, which is
there's so little for the flea in this one.
I think the cameraman had like a third eye for the future.
Yeah, bros.
But I love the chorus. I love the guitar in the chorus. Just listen to the guitar in the chorus here.
If you do that, I will for you.
Beautiful, exactly beautiful close.
Thank you.
It's great. Oh, six face.
A real cum face.
Ah, vanilla six. I think,
guys, you realize we're making our own catchphrases and like special secret words on the show.
We are that brilliant.
It's going to be my new signature on the forum. Well, vanilla six. Vanilla six. So
epic.
Great.
Epic.
I'm actually changing it now.
By the way, what do you guys think of Anthony's haircut here? I don't.
It's kind of gay.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
It's a little Stig Helmer.
When my friends first saw it, they said he looked very emo with that haircut. But I prefer the longer one, I guess. I liked his Californication haircut when it was blonde. That was pretty good. But here it looks like the barber kind of died halfway through. He was cutting it, and then the front just didn't get cut. But hey, he's a rock star. At least
he got to the mustache before he died.
Definitely. Do you guys realize how fast John's hair grows? Because like, you know, like 2 months before the filming of this, he shaved his head, and now it's like this. It's ridiculous. But anyway.
That's basic.
Oh, there's Flea.
I wish I could hear my own voice. Seriously, do I speak really loud now?
No, not at all. No.
Oh, okay,
yeah, I can't hear myself either. But no. Is my microphone any good? Man?
No, it's good. It's good. You all sound very good.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Great. But yeah. So it's getting dark there as well, which is happens.
Yeah, but it's really cool because they are playing. It's not in a TV rip, but they play "Don't Forget Me," and cool with the sky. It's so beautiful, and they play that amazing song. It's epic.
Mara's favorite song, right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mm. They're standing at this little film.
I think I picked a good gig to start this thing off with because they do seem to have a lot of energy. Oh, here you go. Yeah. Here's everyone's favorite song.
Yeah, don't really like it.
Yeah, it's just the guitar part.
Well,
I don't know.
No, isn't it? It's meant to be like going backwards.
Get the guitar part and the bass part. It's no. I don't like it at all. Actually,
we can't fast forward this, so because it'll throw people off. But
the only part I like about this song is the bridge. I think
I actually
really
kind of like this song anyway. So I seem to be in the minority here.
Yeah,
I'm the only one who wants to buy the vanilla.
The lyrics suck too. Seriously,
what is it with Flea's hair, like that thing on top of his hair, like someone forgot to cut it.
On Anthony.
Oh look, six face.
Ah, I'm having six with
making
the
six to the end.
Making six.
Oh, yeah.
That should be the title.
Making some love.
Music orgasms.
Summertime.
But yeah, I think it's a pretty good song live actually because it's so powerful in the chorus at least. So
it's a pretty good performance over here now. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have actually started performing a lot more Californication songs on this tour. Than otherwise.
Ooh, I actually heard that. Some guy on Cinema Cadian wrote he had some inside that. The sound that Josh is bringing in is gonna sound more like Californication type, with more calm solos and
sounds
stuff.
Good to me.
It does. But
yeah, I don't mind.
The sound Josh is gonna bring in is gonna sound more like Lady Gaga or Kanye.
Yeah, auto-tune vocals. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. But the thing is, you know, it's gonna be really weird, like when or hopefully in 2011 when you actually start seeing him gigging. properly, it's going to be really weird because they're going to seem so much older. Because, you know, the last footage we see of them gigging, like, is from, like, 2007. So, yeah. And it's going to be 2011, and that's 4 years, and they've gotten so much older, and you can see it now. So it's just going to be a bunch of old people, and Chad, you know. And John, it's going to be really three really old guys, and Josh. It's going to be really out of place.
How old is Josh?
I think it's 31 or 18. Something.
Yeah.
No, he's only 30. Legal.
He's actually older than the other guys.
he drinks blood, that's why. He's like Mr.
Nobody's.
What's interesting is I remember Anthony saying, like, before gigging, like, you know, he eats like 6 hours before so he doesn't throw up while he's singing. You can just imagine. He said that because you've got to let the food digest, and I can just imagine him like here singing as I long down it.
By the way, I just had a look at Josh's Wikipedia page, and it says he's born 79. So that's 30.
So he's
31. 79. In October.
He's a 9-year-old. Yeah.
That's where I thought first when he said he's 79. I was like, wait, did you just edit that Wikipedia page?
Guys, you realize that Josh was only, what is it, 6 when they released their first album? So it's really weird.
Crazy.
It's abnormal.
Mm.
It's like think of a band that was really popular when we were 6. I was 6 in 98.
Whoa.
It was the Chili Peppers again, damn it. It's just really weird. Really weird. Yeah.
And here's So Much I, and pay attention to.
When I was 6, Elvis Presley was
singing here.
He's singing, isn't he?
Like yeah.
In, 98, wasn't like Spice Girls kind of popular?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, but like a band that's still around.
It would be like so I joined Spice Girls when I'm 30.
No, but like a band that's like still around. I mean, like the Spice Girls, who cares?
But anyway, it would be pretty cool if I joined Spice Girls when I'm 30.
Definitely. It's interesting how there you go. Josh is about to sing, not now but soon.
Oh, yeah, in the chorus. I think he sounds kind of good, but I heard some people roaring, "Oh my god, he sounds so perfect for the Chili Peppers." I mean, he's kind of screaming here, so it's
I never heard him.
It's kind of hard.
Actually.
No.
I've heard him used weird sounds, but that's about it.
Well, he sings on some John stuff, I know, in Ataxia as well.
Yes,
you can,
yes. Well, he sounds like a girl there. He sounds like a girl in Shadows Collide with People. I thought it was a girl, but then it wasn't.
Yeah, but I really like his voice, actually.
I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm just saying I thought it was a girl first.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, everyone did.
I didn't.
Here we go. This is it.
He has so much power in his voice.
Please,
sounds like when he's like singing normal, it's like, "Please don't turn away." It's like that. It's like,
you know, I wish he sounded like you, though.
He's still
yeah. Would be so much awesomer.
Then he would be getting some nice 6.
Yeah, it's a nice 6.
Don't you guys think it's? I mean, is it unusual or not? Like John only uses like really old guitars. Like he doesn't use anything new. Like apparently that guy had to fight him to use Jazzmaster in the Can't Stop clip.
No, but yeah, he loves vintage guitars and I have
Blame him.
They
have likes good guitars, of course.
But
should play old ones.
You guys have seen this trend of like people trying to make them look vintage, so they take like a chainsaw to their guitar and start burning it and that kind of stuff.
They make these road worn guitars. I think Squire makes them, and they're like really expensive.
They are. But it's like, what do they do? Just a bunch of guys like put cigarettes out in them and that kind
of stuff. That's the best job ever.
Destroying instruments.
Playing curling with the guitars on the asphalt.
It's a really good performance. And what is it with Flea? Like, you know, he started pimping out his bass, and then we see him doing, because he and Josh do a lot of the American national anthems at Super Bowls and that kind of, and American football games, and he's just forgot about that bass. The last couple of times he was just using, like, was it his old ones? So it's really, really weird. It makes me wonder: is he going to use, you know, that green one, the Flea bass on the tour?
Yeah.
Because he can't be using it in the studio, you know. He's using like $1 million bass in the studio, probably.
Yeah.
Great. We're all thinking. Being quiet.
Oh, Chad.
Yeah. Well, look at John here. It's just, he's so into it.
It's just
making some sweet.
See, I told you we learned our English from porno movies.
Yeah.
So,
we're gonna miss him, right, guys? We're gonna miss him.
Yeah.
We're gonna miss him for sure.
Oh, sweet.
This has the best Californication solo, I think, ever. Almost
ever. Totally. Yeah. No doubt about it.
That's weird, because look, they're carrying the intro on for a bit longer. And he's not using the wide Falcon anymore, is he?
Oh, 62 Strats. Yeah.
That's probably why the solo's so good.
I don't remember the solo.
Well, Anthony, Anthony is actually singing pretty well in here, because like sometimes he doesn't quite get it. Like it sounds slow motion, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I've always thought he was kind of how do I say this in a nice way? Kind of a slightly auto-tuned in this one. I've never really heard him sing. I mean, he's not known for being a great singer, like pitch perfect.
If you read the magazines, he's known for being one of the worst singers, apparently.
But I mean, he's not a natural singer from the beginning, and I think he's become really great. I mean, think of the beginning. Yeah, he used to sing rap stuff. I mean, it must be really hard. It must be really hard to go to this melodic stuff.
I don't know, but it's such a turnaround from like the earlier albums. You know?
It really deserves some cred. I think it's great.
Give him the Oscar. Speaking of John, I mean, there has been the rumors. I mean, this is going off track and getting in a very dark place. But like, you know, people have been saying that John is on drugs again. What do you guys think about that?
Oh yeah, we talked a bit that in the last episode, but
John is on drugs.
Yeah, I don't see it at all, but yeah.
Yeah, it was when we were speaking about his hobo beard.
Right.
But I could say he looks really old now. That's just one thing. I saw a picture of him recently, and damn, he looks really like 50 years, but...
Well, he's only 40.
I know.
What does he do now? I mean, I haven't heard from anything from him, you know?
No, he's making music.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy to think. Sorry.
He's in a band called Speed Dealer Moms with some with some guy. I can't remember his name, but they're making like electronic music and stuff like that. So
I haven't heard any of them. Like you know, if I was away from a band and I had his talent, I would be like the king of the world by now.
Yeah, but there are some rumors going on that he will release a new solo album coming out next year, like early next year. But
That would be awesome.
It's so crazy to think. Yeah, it's so crazy to think about Anthony and Flea and those guys almost being 50 years old.
Mm. Yeah, it really.
It's so crazy because I remember watching an interview like back in. It was from like 99 and Off the Map or whatever. And they were talking to someone and he was asking them, do you see yourself doing this when you're like 50 years old? And they're like, I don't know. Probably not, but I don't know. And they're almost there. So.
And John was the only one dropping off.
But the thing is, I mean, by the way, he's using the punk.
Has he already played the solo?
Okay, now the solo.
Okay.
Here's the solo. Listen to this. Just, oh.
The solo.
So mad. Oh.
Oh, sex face.
Born wing. Yeah, look at that.
Making so sweet love.
Put this on a vanilla.
Tickles.
Yeah, this is a great solo.
It's
This part almost reminds me a bit of Tom Morello with this wah-wah use, but
well, the thing is, I mean, this solo could only be done on like a Strat. You know, you couldn't do this on a wide Falcon; you break it.
Awesome.
So great.
Maybe it was just too lazy to switch guitar.
No, but I heard. Whatever. Yeah, he stopped using it. I think he used it like two times.
What's with the MacBook in the background of the dude? Can you see him there?
Yeah, but I think his Shad's drum tech, he usually comes in and sing, "You're gonna get yours," when they do that Public Enemy.
Doesn't he play like synthesizer keyboards in the background? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, like snow and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, so what does a drum tech do? Like, he makes sure the drums work?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. He designs spacecrafts.
That's probably the best job ever. It beats destroying guitars. being Chad's drum tech, just like hitting drums. It sounds okay.
Yeah, it's good.
That sounds pretty good.
I think this is the second to last. I think this is the penultimate song, right? They're gonna do one more, and that's the end of this one.
Do they play under a bridge in this?
Penultimate, huh?
No, they didn't.
Okay,
they played Soul to Squeeze and for the outro. But
I wish we could hear Soul to Squeeze.
But yes, I said, that drum tech is always singing that part on the cover they do on Public Enemy, and he sounds really cool, actually. He has the Afro-American voice.
Something Dr. Dre covers.
I always wondered that was who, like, came up on stage just screaming. Thought it was some, like, mad fan walking up there.
That was going to be the last song. Give It Away. That was end of Give It Away.
Did he play?
I almost skipped ahead in the video to see what the next song was.
By the way,
not catching up.
They don't know the end of By the Way, do they?
No, but this isn't the ending. But
right, they just cut it up.
Isn't this the one where Flea runs away and starts dancing in front of this guard?
Stone
face. That's classic.
Yeah, and the guard is like.
It's so uncomfortable.
It's
like, I'm having a very homoerotic erection right now, and I can't hide.
The spotlight's on me. They look each other in the eyes.
Oh, God.
Should I walk away? No, I can't. That would be too weird.
Don't see my heart.
Basically, I must move away soon.
Yeah, you can see on the crowd there that it's definitely one of their most popular songs.
Oh, it is.
And
it's a great song. It deserves to be.
It is. It's a really great live.
Actually one of the songs I usually skip when I listen to them. I got bored of this song a long time ago.
Yeah.
I like it live more than like it recorded.
Well, that's the thing. I think you get bored of a lot of songs. I mean, I don't listen to Danny California anymore, and I don't listen to Tell Me Baby anymore, and I don't a lot of the Stadium Arcadium songs I don't listen to anymore.
I think a lot of fans actually aren't listening as much to the Chili Peppers. I know I can speak for me. I hardly listen to them nowadays. I'm more into like folk, indie, that kind of stuff.
I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, we're doing the show now, but it's just to, honor them and get together and talk about Six Faces and that kind of stuff.
Vanilla.
Six Faces.
But I mean, hopefully, it's because they're taking so bloody long with their the next album. You know, if they take any longer, people are just going to stop being fans because they'll grow up. Mm. They'll get tired of listening to the same song again and again. I don't think any of us really listen to them as much as we used to, but there's a good reason for that. You know, a person can't keep on listening to the same stuff again and again and again.
Yeah, that's true.
And yeah, look at the sky here. It's so beautiful with the blue with the blue sky. Yeah, Mara, the sky is
with
blue.
The blue.
Boom, boom, ba da ba da 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 da.
Oh, that's fake.
It's so bloody blue.
Yeah. So bloody blue.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't you love it if the dude actually like?
I like how he stares at him after he walks away as well. Like, you better walk away.
But he's Polish, you know. You can't say anything to him, can he? It's Pollock.
Pollock.
Blitzkrieg.
John's vocals in this one is awesome.
No, they can definitely, you know, gather a big, big audience here. So it's.
I love how they end this song live. Just so mellow and
Definitely, yeah. Well, it should go into Scar Tissue actually. This.
Yeah, because it ends on a D minor. Yeah. Yeah.
And then doon, 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 doon. No. Well, they're walking off. So I mean, are they gonna? They come back for an encore or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And in this show, there's a really great encore jam that is, oh, it's so amazing.
Oh, yeah,
you have to check it out. It's on YouTube if you haven't seen it yet. But.
Right.
At about 7 minutes, John's, like, licks or what he does there is so awesome. Like, fill-ins. It's so typical John, and they're just awesome.
Right. Well, that's the end of this first ever commentary for a track. What do you think, guys? Was that fun? Do you think we did a good job?
Yeah,
it was.
Maybe got out of hand sometimes, but
yeah.
Whatever.
And I wish I could hear myself.
Well, yeah, me too.
No, believe me, you don't.
It seems my pronunciation is on bits there.
But anyway, do you think we should do more of these kind of background commentaries on songs? Or
yeah, at least we had fun. So
yeah, I mean that's all that matters. Our selfish desires.
But didn't you you did one on Slain?
Did you?
shut up. You did one on Slain, didn't you?
Isn't that like two hours long or something? Maybe that would.
Well, the thing is, we didn't do we talked about it. And the thing is,
you talked about the songs.
Looking back at it now, it was very dull and very boring, and I should have seen it coming. Basically, we didn't actually play it in the background. What it was is. I looked on Wikipedia, I looked at the set list, and I watched it beforehand, and I was like, do you guys remember when they played By The Way in Slain? And we were like, yeah, it was really good. And you can't really talk about it, can you? It's like, yeah, it was really good. You can't say any more than that, can you? It's a really good song, yeah, that kind of stuff. So I think it's a little better if we do something like this, where we actually have, you know, the performance in the background. And but anyway, I mean, what else can we, like, I would like to keep the show going if you guys would come back every time and and talk. But what do you want to talk about? What do we talk about?
Maybe we can write it on the forum and have the people.
Guys, seriously, I've written it about 7 times on the forum already, asking for suggestions.
Yes, we'll have to do it then.
Asking for people to participate, and no one except you guys has really replied.
Yeah.
They're all chicken shits.
But the thing is, I can see it on the forum. I can see the people looking at it. I can, you know, it shows you how many people are looking at it, but no one is replying. Oh, by the way, Danny has just logged on. Should we add her into the chat?
No.
Not a girl.
This is recording, by the way.
Sorry, Danny. Yeah,
this is a sausage fest.
But she just yells random stuff like. And
This is the mad cast. Yeah.
And she's also strong.
No, but as like you said in the last episode, we can maybe talk about Stadium Arcadium.
Right. Maybe? Okay. Yeah.
Well, go through that. It's very long, though. But I don't know. It would be fun.
Do you mean like talk about the album, like itself, what we like, what we don't like about it?
Yeah, maybe about the tour and other stuff as well. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that could work. I mean, because we talked about Californication last time, and you know, I played the clips, and I think that worked pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do that. Do you want me to turn on the funny noises now?
Carl, we have to promote our Swedish Domination movie.
We're getting closer to the final product here. We only have to do some editing and promotion
better casting as well. Ooh, Klaus, do you want to ship in as lead actor?
And I had to cut it here, guys, because I'm not sure you want to hear where this conversation goes. So we'll see you next week.